Good morning on this Saturday, April 25th, the feast of St. Mark the Apostle. It's fitting on the feast of an evangelist to conclude our first work of the Mystagogy project. As we hear the gospel of last Sunday one more time, that's John 20 verses 19 to 31, listen for the shape of the Easter peace, which is grounded in intimacy with Jesus by the living connection of the Holy Spirit, which derives direction from receiving a mission shared with him to live and spread the gospel in a particular way. And it derives confidence from the belief that we have been commissioned to minister in his name. And it is deepened by our awareness that he will use us to bring other people into sacramental believing, even as he did St. Thomas. So hear now the words of this gospel one more time. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, we shift gears this weekend and we go on the road to Emmaus. And in this new Sunday and new gospel, we will develop our perception of the resurrected life, or I should say, the risen Lord will show us more deeply what life with him entails. Also, this week, we will begin on Tuesday the octave of prayer to the patrons of our parish, Catherine of Siena and Vincent Ferrer. In your Sunday bulletin, you'll see the relevant prayers, but I just encourage you to join in the novena in a special way this year, because St. Catherine is the patron of those who care for the sick. So all through our country, but particularly here in New York, doctors, nurses, hospital personnel, and police, firefighters, EMTs, chaplains are all working overtime, way overtime, to care for those who are suffering. So just invite your prayer in this 8 days of prayer, that your prayer would join us on their behalf. And I think if we do this, we continue to make this time apart productive for the gospel and for our own sanctification. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.